Do you take it in the ass? If not, do you want to? Well, you should. Anal play is a great masturbation enhancer, and once you've experienced an anal orgasm or a prostate orgasm, you will be hooked on ass play. A word of warning, though, before you do take it in the ass, it requires a little preparation. There are many ways to introduce anal play, but again, before trying any sort of anal play, preparation is a must. You need to make sure that you've emptied your bowels and you've thoroughly washed the area prior to any type of play back there, or should I say backdoor play. And lube, preferably a silicone-based one, is also definitely a must. The best way to begin ass play is always with a well-lubed finger. After working it in a few minutes, you can add a second finger and eventually a third. Once you've comfortably worked three fingers in and out for a bit, I'd say you're pretty much ready to take it in the ass. And there are so many ways to do that. Some prefer the feel of a real cock in their ass, while others, they prefer to use a variety of toys. Some of the favorites are prostate massager, and it's also one of the best and easiest ways, and pretty much inexpensive ways, to introduce anal play. It's designed specifically to target the prostate and elicit that much talked about, much revered prostate orgasm. And they're pretty slender, so they're really perfect for those who are just beginning to take it in the ass. After you've experience the prostate massager, and you could try progressive anal beads. They're good for beginners and for, well, intermediate and even advanced level ass play enthusiasts, because depending on your comfortability, you can keep it smaller with the tiny little bead, or you can gradually work your way up to the great big bead. That's getting me excited just thinking about it. And then there are the vibrating butt plugs. For intermediate level anal play, they are perfect. The vibrations on the prostate cause very intense orgasms, unlike anything you've ever experienced, and, well, unless you've done it before. And then there are dildos. Those are best for intermediate level or even advanced anal play, especially if you're a size queen and you like the ginormous ones, because they tend to be thicker and longer, and they require a bit of time to build up to being able to take them in the ass. So, my question for you again is, do you take it in the ass? Well, do you? Why don't you leave a comment on this blog post and let me know if you take it in the ass and how you like it, or if you don't, but you want to. I'm Empress Hunter, and you can reach me by calling 800-601-6975, or read all about me and the favorite things I like to do on my blog at www.intelligentfantasies.com.